2-1. And Dr. Paul Arciero, rock star and ninja health advisor that I have known for many years. Welcome to the Lions Pride livecast, Paul. Thanks a lot for joining us. I know I made that a lot more formal, but today we are going to talk. No, we're not going to talk. I'm going to ask a few questions and get out of the way because you're actually the rock star that knows what our viewers need to hear about bringing their best health, mental, emotional, and physical to their game every day. They're all about high performance, Paul. They're all about being so busy that they can't figure out how to fit health in. They've sacrificed it for years. They were healthy and then they lost it because they just got busy. Now, Paul, you led my team starting in 2009 to bring me to the national championships in 2011, of which I'll be eternally grateful. I'll keep those checks flowing to you, by the way. So I'll keep them coming. But please, really quickly, introduce yourself to our viewers, and then I want to jump right into how can our viewers optimize their health.
First of all, listen, Bill, I consider this a big time treat to be able to be here with you.
Equally
and
so.
All your Lions Pride listeners. You and I have a special bond. And so thanks for inviting me. So I've been at this for a long time, 30 years. Been at this for 30 years working on this, quest to optimal health. And I've been an athlete my whole life. So.
Yes, you have.
What's that?
I'm talking to Donna here, who's asking for cash to tip our waiter while we're at our eclipse party, and I'm telling her it's in my backpack. The commercial interruption is over, and now we are back, Paul. And you have a track record which blew me away when you volunteered to lead my team of professionals to get me back into fitness at a world-class level. I mean, you go back decades.
I do. Yeah. No, listen, I was like you, man. I was driven to succeed athletically, yes. And in all aspects of my life. And I wanted to continue this on. But, listen, as life goes for all of us, you know, we encounter these challenges along the way. But
Yeah,
it's been a lifelong commitment of mine personally to maintain a high level of health and fitness and performance. But I have to say, Bill, and you've known me now for almost a decade, you know, I'm as driven, if not more, to provide this for other people. I mean, that's my absolute motivation every day I get up, is how can I manifest this knowledge that I've gained through my own personal journey as someone that's committed to fitness and health and performance. But then how can I also, help others? And so, you know, the question often becomes, why is this important for me? Right? I mean, that's what you hear. Hey, listen, I'm busy. I got all these other life responsibilities. I do myself. I have a family. You know, there's five of us and we're all spread out and doing our own thing. And on top of that, we have our own responsibilities with work, and other, factors that are impacting us. So, you know, I tell people, look at, you know, there's nothing obviously more important than your health. I mean, that's the starting point for all of this. There's nothing more important for you to be at your best every single day than your health, your physical health, your emotional health, and your mental health.
Paul, can we talk about that for a second? Because I think, our viewer, let's call him Mike for the moment, Paul. He oftentimes connects that with the long-term view. He gets that. Like he goes, Dr. Paul, I totally get that for me to live 100 years and have great health. You're right. I, at 30 or 40 years old, I really need to take care of my health. Then he'll come back to you and he'll go, yeah, but dude, you have no idea what I'm dealing with right now. So he's willing to sacrifice thinking that he can make it up down the road. So he'll say, hey, I'll do this for X period of time. Then I'll get to that, Paul, because I get that. Here's what I want you to talk about, if you could, just for a second. Mike, our viewer, is all about bringing his best game to his business, his life now. Like he gets the long term, but for him, it's the long term. What he's focused on is nailing it today, nailing it tomorrow. I think what you're saying is that that's important for him to focus on his health if that's what he wants to do too. Meaning this isn't something that you just do so that you can live to be 80 or 90 years old. This is something that you do so that tomorrow you can make the best business decision that you ever could make. That your health is connected to that performance tomorrow. Yes or no?
Oh, a resounding yes. In fact, I wouldn't even say tomorrow. I would say today.
Okay.
Right? I mean, these decisions are manifested in the immediacy of the present time today. And so, yeah, you know, we often hear that, listen, let's prepare ourselves for the future.
The future. Everybody's always talking about the future, but our poor guy, meaning me 30 years ago, dude, I wasn't worried about the future because I wasn't sure I was going to make it to Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so here's the bigger thing. And so, you know, we can, we can cheat a little bit and try to, you know, push our health aside temporarily. And that might afford some people some time, you know, before things really start to kick in. But for the majority of us, and here's the issue also, Bill, is that the diseases of today are much more acute. They're much more insidious, meaning they're taking place at a much greater level than what they were even a decade ago, two decades ago. So what we have in current day with many of these business people that we're talking about, these young lions that are really trying to accomplish as much as they can on a daily basis and oftentimes sacrificing their health in the current time of today, the present, these things are much more aggressive. These diseases that we encounter through not attending to our health attack us much stronger than they once did. And we have evidence for this. We know that the onset of, for example, heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers, certain stress-related diseases, those things attack us from the inside so much quicker than they did in years past. And here's why, which is really important. The environmental living that we have, everyday food choices we make, the everyday actions that we make of not to do exercise, compounded with our poor nutrition and our poor diet, they get at us a lot quicker than they used to.
Okay.
So these things are of much more immediacy than they once were. So the time is now, is what I tell people. There's no sense in wasting time. You know, these diseases are fast acting, much faster than they used to be.
Well, Paul, you're the real deal, no doubt. And I just want our viewers to lean in heavily here. And we're going to talk for maybe about 15 or 20 minutes more. Paul, I wanted to say two things. Number one, you just gave a presentation like this where you had over 1.5 million downloads in a short, 12 hour period of time, because the tips that you give are so easy and they're so scientifically based. And number two, we are going to jump into the tips that you can implement in your life, both your nutrition, both your exercise, both the way that you manage your life, so that you can accomplish this very easily, very quickly, kind of in a no-brainer sort of way, so that you can begin immediately feeling the positive effects of doing what you've always wanted to do, but that you always kept putting off more and more and more and more. Paul, Dr. Paul, is able to guide you. He just did it to those 1.5 million viewers. He's going to be able to guide you to that optimal health that you've wanted, that you had one time, that you still think you want to have, but that right now you're missing.
Let's get started.
Go for it.
You know, one other thing I wanted to comment on, Bill, is so often we have the mindset that if we push aside an opportunity to engage in a healthy behavior, when we talk about healthy behavior, what are the three primary ones? What we're talking about is making healthy, nourishing food choices, things that nourish our body with optimal nutrients. Number two, engaging in types of physical movement that benefit us, benefit our mind, benefit our heart, our metabolism, our hormones, our cardiovascular system, our body composition. And then three, those choices of lifestyle that we can engage in that nourish us at the deepest level, and that's our emotional well-being, our mental, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, but that core of who we are. And what we do is we kind of push those aside and say, you know what, I'll get to those. Right now I need to stay focused on the task at hand, and that's, you know, running my business, doing my daily operations of what I do. And here's what I would tell people. You know, you start scheduling in just a few of those, and I'm going to talk about those here in just a second. Some of those moment-by-moment lifestyle strategies, if you can, we can start to infuse those into your day without you even beginning to think about those are going to give you back time. Those are going to make you so much more efficient and powerful and potent. You know, they're going to augment your interactions, your decision-making, your tasks, accomplishing tasks. So, you know, I always tell people tell me, I don't have time. And that's the number one reason why people don't engage.
Totally right. They tell me that too, Paul.
Too busy, not enough time. Well, the irony here, and it's, you know, the actual truth of the matter is that once you begin to incorporate these lifestyle strategies that I'm going to tell you about, it's going to give you back time. And in fact, a lot more time. You're going to find yourself so much more efficient, so much more organized, so much more powerful in your daily interactions, not only with your, you know, your business colleagues and your relationships and your career path, but also your family and personal relationships. It's just going to magnify everything. So the efficiency factor of these environmental lifestyle strategies begin to skyrocket your life in a whole new positive direction. So
Paul, let's call that step one. Step one is, maybe it's step one and step one and a half. Making a decision to trust someone like you, like I did back in 2009 when I said, Paul, I want to win the national championships in 2011. And you said in 2009, you're the craziest man I ever met because, you know, you've been a couch potato for the last 2 decades. I'm not so sure even I can do that, but we did it. And so trust a guy like you. That's number one. Make a decision and then intentionally begin to implement the things that you do. Let's say that's step one and one and a half, meaning you've owned it. You said, okay, this doesn't feel natural to me. It doesn't feel good to me, but okay, this guy I trust. Let's go do this. What's next?
All right. So the next step is to follow these guiding principles. And these guiding principles, priority number one, the beauty of this concept called protein pacing that I've developed.
I do that now thanks to you.
Yeah, through decades of scientific investigation, written up extensively. I encourage, you know, all the listeners and viewers to follow up with protein pacing. But it's the underlying nutritional strategy that is part of all of the diets that we currently have available. If you're following a paleo diet, if you're following a fat-adapted ketogenic diet, if you're following a vegan diet, a gluten-free, I mean, the list goes on. The point of the matter is that regardless of any nutritional dietary pattern that you are following on a regular basis, protein pacing is the foundation to every one of them. So first and foremost, if you want to begin to fuel your brain to allow you to make better decisions, be more efficient in your interactions and in your relationships, within an hour of waking up in the morning, I like to encourage people to get that healthy serving of 20 to 40 grams of protein. And it can come all different forms, both plant and animal-based protein. It has to be high quality in either one of those. And so I just encourage people to make sure within that hour of waking, and that's not a lot. 20 to 40 grams is, you know, 80 to 120 calories. So I don't want people to be thinking 150 calories. It's not a lot of food, but it's what you need to consume to nourish that brain and get it started. And then I like to encourage people to, again, throughout the day, and again, it's not the only thing you're eating, and it's not a high protein diet. That's also a misunderstanding. It's just a foundational amount of protein that every part of your body needs to function optimally, that 20 to 40 grams. And there's a range there based upon your body size, your activity level, your fitness level, your health status, your age. All of those things impact what range you would fall in from that 20 to 40 grams. Yep. And then it'd be 3 hours after that. So it can range anywhere between 4 to 6 times you're doing this over the course of the day. And then within 2 hours of turning in for the night and going to bed, you should have your final serving of protein. So it's that 20 to 40 grams, 4 to 6 times a day, beginning within an hour of waking up in the morning and within 2 hours of going to sleep at night, you will be optimally nourished. And then from that, that's your foundation or your anchor of your nourishment in terms of your food intake. You can add in what works for you. And for some people, it's a fat adapted ketogenic diet. Others, yep, it's a paleo based diet. Others, it's a gluten free, you know, mixed with it, a vegan diet, vegetarian, plant based primarily. So it runs the whole spectrum of different, but what is the one salient feature to every one of those nutritional intake, dietary patterns is the protein pacing. So that's priority number one. I would also ask you to do two things, and they're very specific in addition to the protein pacing. Number one, incorporate some type of mindfulness training, a mindfulness awareness meditation. I would encourage, yeah, that. And it doesn't take a lot, right? I mean, you get started with 5-7 minutes, and if you can build up to 15 or 20, fantastic. If you stay at 5 or 7 minutes, beautiful. I tell people, you schedule it in your day. For me, it works best when I first wake up in the morning, but I'll also do a mini one later on in the day if I'm feeling stressed or at the end of the day if I need to unwind.
You totally right, Paul. Yeah, I do. I'm up to 20 or 30 in the morning.
Nice.
I just finished Dan Harris's book, 10% Happier. I read Richie Davidson's book, The Emotional Brain. And those two and a lot of the other books you recommended to me have galvanized the science of meditation. And now in the afternoons, I don't do it every day, but when I do in the afternoon, because my brain seems a lot busier than in the morning, I use a Muse, M-U-S-E. I use a Muse device to help me get settled into that brainwave pattern for 5 to 7 minutes. You're totally right.
Perfect. Yeah, so that's the second most important feature. And then the third, and we've talked about this, is the exercise. And so people say, man, I don't like exercising. I don't have time.
Say I'm too busy for it. They may like it, but they feel like they're too busy.
I was just going to say, too busy. Who's got an hour to an hour and a half to exercise every day? So here's the beauty.
Nobody.
One of the other things I've been very fortunate to be able to scientifically investigate and then validate numerous times, and again, I would encourage the viewers and listeners to look up PRISE, the PRISE protocol, and it's spelled P-R-I-S-E. It's very well established. The P, of course, stands for the protein pacing, but the R-I-S-E stands for resistance exercise. The I stands for high intensity interval exercise. The S stands for stretching mobility exercise. Yep. And the E stands for endurance aerobic exercise. Yep. So as you can see there, I only listed 4 days of exercise. So for people thinking that they need to exercise every single day of the week is a total fallacy. Bill, as a top-tier athlete yourself, you know that you incorporated days off of recovery. Now, it didn't mean you sat around and were a couch potato all day. It meant that you just tapered down your exercise on those days. Why? Because everybody, you know, we're misled in thinking that these elite-trained, you know, athletes that we see on TV performing every day are out there pushing themselves to exhaustion every single day for an hour or more. Nothing could be further from the truth. These individuals are incorporating recovery time. They also have the luxury, of course, of taking 2 to 3 hour naps during the day if they need to get a little bit extra recovery time in. But for the average person, and for a Lions Pride member that's on the upward trajectory in life and wants to be working at their maximal efficiency during the day at work and with their family, you can't be thinking that you need to exercise for an hour or more every day. You don't need to. You want to be active? Of course. So what Prize has done, as it said, listen, the everyday, you know, pushing yourself to exhaustion exercise routine, very few people can do that. And so what I'm saying is that if you can do those four, and again, some of them are not more than 30 minutes. For example, the high intensity interval exercise day, that's a 30 to 35 minute exercise bout. But the return on investment from that 30 to 35 minutes is off the top. I mean, it's just unbelievable, right? You know, dividends in terms of your health. Totally. Same goes for the other one. So.
Well, Paul, I think what I learned from you, I started my comeback at age 55. I competed in the nationals and the world championships at 57. And what I learned from you that I didn't know when I was in my 20s and 30s pursuing my Olympic dream is that rest and recuperation were as critical, especially in an aging, so to called athlete. I don't know, maybe that's 30 plus. And I think you magnified its importance and you embedded it deep in my training protocol to the point now where I just finished a mountain summit, last Saturday.
Congrats again.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, up Mount Moran. Wow. And I took a nice week off because I was so blown out. We started training for that in January and, we were doing 20 hour training weeks up to, taking off. And tapering for that event, sorry, I'm in a visiting office, so I don't own these phones, so I'm hanging them up. I'm trying to turn that down. Paul, we tapered for the climb, and then after the climb, we took time off. And a lot of that came from your Prize protocol, which included, you know, stretching, which included yoga and Pilates, and included rollers, and then it included rest. It included, you know, good nutrition, and it included, which I hated, I actually tell you, Paul, it's probably the best thing I ever did once I got up on the mountain, was those, high intensity training days, which I literally hated. It's a love hate relationship, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You love doing it because you know it's short and it's good for you. And then while you're actually in that interval, you, at least people like me, hate it.
Oh, it's tough.
I can't wait. How long can 3 minutes be or 5 minutes be? But anyway, Paul, I think it makes all the sense in the world what you're saying.
Well, no, I appreciate that, Bill. Your firsthand experience of living through it and seeing. And so, you know, you talked about the yoga, the roller, the foam rollers and the Pilates and the core training. You know, that is so essential to this. But, you know, the main message I want to drive home here is that by making these small little investments of these lifestyle strategies within your day, so that they become seamless, they become almost thoughtless. You know, listen, you wake up in the morning, you got your routine of your healthy, maybe it's a smoothie, right? It's a 20 to 40 gram serving of a plant-based or animal-based protein source within an antioxidant-rich berry smoothie. There you go. That's number one. That's the start of the day. And then on top of that, you set aside, or either right before it, your mindfulness awareness meditation so that you're grounded, your mind is in the right place to meet the demands of you know, whatever you need to do to accomplish for the day. And it provides you clarity. It provides you just that peacefulness.
Crystal clear clarity.
Crystal clear. And then you schedule in the third most important thing that we've talked about is the exercise component. Again, if you can just bank on those four different types, get to a gym that's local, or what I tell people is, listen, you should be able to have the knowledge and the confidence of being able to do any exercise that's going to help you and benefit you within the comfort of your own home. And so I don't want you to think that you need to, you know, truck up a gym bag, right, and drive five or seven miles to a gym and unload and, you know, go to the locker room. That is a lot of time. If you got it, fantastic. If that's part of your routine, wonderful, fabulous. But I want you to know that the way that I've designed the protein pacing and prize protocol is that you can take this with you wherever you are. And most ideally, within the comfort of your own home, in the comfort of a hotel, if you're on the road, if you're traveling, while you're at work.
Totally.
You got to make it easy. You got to make it seamless. I like to use that word because that's ideally.
Make it a habit.
The thought process, right. Just create a habit that you got. And so if it starts to be something that decreases your adherence or your level of commitment to it because of lots of obstacles that are presented to you as you try to accomplish it, it's not going to last. So I like to give this to people mobily as well. So I've also developed an app called GenioFit. And it's ideally
spell that.
For especially those that are active and on the go.
Spell that, Paul. GenioFit, because I use it myself.
GenioFit. So if you go to geniofit.com, you'll see it.
So it's in the
iTunes.
It's in the iTunes App Store. And Paul, is it in the Android App Store yet?
So you put me on the spot. We're in the process, as we speak, of developing the Android version. So
bingo.
Yeah.
Not easy to develop technology. So Paul had me download that app about 2, maybe 3 months ago. And it's awesome. I just wanted to say this. I was with Joe Polish down in Scottsdale, Arizona. Paul, you know Joe. Mm-hmm. And he's into high intensity training himself. I was over there at a workshop and we were talking about high intensity training. This was bad for me, at least. It's like, oh yeah, Paul Arciero, I'm like a high intensity aficionado. I'm really good at it. And Joe was like, yeah, so am I. I do burpees. That way when I'm traveling, you know, I don't need to find a gym. I just do burpees either outside in the hotel or, you know, in the hotel gym or in my room. I was like, yeah, burpees. Haven't done those in a long time. He said, well, they're pretty high intensity. I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, I do, you know, really studly things. He's like, well, why don't we just do, you know, 25 burpees like right now?
You drop them, do them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but Paul, I got to tell you, around 16, I was really dragging butt. So my heart rate was up. It was a couple of minutes of exercise to do 25 burpees. Joe nailed them like a rock star. I was dragging butt. But I just want to tell you that Paul's 100% correct. You don't need to sign up for $25 a month, $100 a month to go to a gym to get this prize protocol implemented. All you need to do is step one. You need to have the intention and the commitment and the implementation of the prize protocol. And then you can add in a gym a year from now, but you don't need one right now. What you need is just the commitment to getting better health so that you bring a better game to your business day every day. Paul, this is easy. Let's see if I got it. You make an intention. Mm-hmm. You wake up and you begin your protein pacing. You set your mind through a 5 to 7 to however long you want to do it, kind of mental exercise just to relax your mind. And then you implement that exercise protocol, that stretching, high intensity exercise, resistance training, and what was the last? Endurance training. And what I do for endurance training, by the way, viewers, is I go out and hike for an hour. That's I can go out right out my back door. I can put on a heavy backpack. I can go hike. Paul helped me do that. I don't want to go run and I don't want to do competitive biking anymore. So I just go do that. You can do that too. And Paul, what you're saying is that tomorrow our viewers, maybe Mike out there, could go and start this tomorrow.
100%. I mean, look, you summarized that you've been well-trained, well-schooled in prize. Yeah, Bill, listen.
I'm a believer.
You're a believer. Yes, you nailed it. And they could start today, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, it's as simple as making the intention and the commitment. And believing, based on, you know, lots of people before, and lots of great science. I mean, this is all scientifically validated and proven. This works. And so I would encourage, you know, many of the young lions to get going on it today, to be honest with you.
So I wanted to say two things. One, to our viewers, you know, I've been involved in world-class athletic, Olympic-level athletics and performance, both physical and mental, since the early 70s when I began, you know, competitive cycling. It's a long story I won't tell you now. But here's the one thing. I'm very discriminating about all the, I don't know what you would call them, the people who say they know what they're doing and really clutter. Don't know what they're doing. What do you call them?
Clutter.
Clutter. Yeah. Paul is not clutter. When I was looking for the comeback leader, the guy who was going to say to a 55-year-old that you can win the national world championships in 3 years, Paul was the guy that I went to. I met him through Ben Cerrada. I went to Ben Cerrada, who was my lifelong friend since the 70s, who built my bikes. I said, Ben, I need you for the bike. I need somebody for my body. And he pointed me to Paul. Paul's got more peer-reviewed science than anybody that I know across a broad spectrum of performance areas. So here's what I want to tell you. This is not hocus-pocus stuff. This is not a waste of your time. This is the raw, real deal. And if you... I know what you love. You love quick solutions and you love to get to the meat of it. This is it. Now, Paul, we got just about 2 minutes left. I want you to wrap up and I want you to have the last word, and I want you to tell everybody who's viewing today and in the future how they can connect with the PRIZE protocol, with Dr. Paul Arciero, and with GenioFit.
So for all the viewers that want to have the details, and some of them are out there, I would encourage you to, you could Google, search, PRIZE or protein pacing, or even me. You could Google Scholar, so that you have the, you know, the hard factual data containing research studies of PRIZE and protein pacing. And then outside of that, for those of you that want to have the summary of some of this, you can visit, I'll give you a couple of different websites. You could visit geniofit.com, which is where GenioFit app is found. You could visit proteinpacing.com, and that's where you'll find some of that this information as well. So it's all there. My book is coming out this fall, The Protein Pacing Diet with PRIZE Protocol. So it'll be out in print form as well for people this coming fall. And those are the best ways. You can find me on Twitter, Paul Arciero, or on Facebook, which is Paul J. Arciero. And I post as much as I can and try to stay as active as I can. But those are the best ways to reach me.
All right, Paul Arciero, rock star, trainer of the stars, including me. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to put a lot of these links into the comments of this live cast. I want all of you to own your health. I want you to understand that this is a long-term thing, but what we're talking about is bringing your best game to your performance that you need tomorrow or later today. So we're not talking about, you know, growing to be 80 or 90 or 100 years old and having a great life. What we're talking about is playing at the Super Bowl level the way Tom Brady does, or winning the gold medal at the 100-meter race that Usain Bolt does, or Michael Phelps' gold medals. That's what you're going to do in your business with your family by following Dr. Paul's PRIZE protocol using his GenioFit app. So, Dr. Paul, I can't believe we fit you into our live cast schedule. You are so busy across stages all over the world. Thank you so much for sharing your genius. And I want every viewer out there to connect with him and personally benefit from what Paul's dedicated his life to, which is your health.
Anytime. Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
You're a rock star. Thanks a lot. So we'll wrap this up. Paul, don't leave me because I've got a couple of things to ask you. So we'll wrap up this broadcast. Thanks for sticking with us for this. And I know you found value out of it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck.
Paul for the broadcast to end. Still trying to end the broadcast, Paul. waiting. Keep clicking. Come on. And I might just have to hang up and then, I don't know.
I see a stop camera in front of mine.
Yeah, well, here we go. Okay, here we go. Waiting.